You're listening to the audio production of Satisfied, Discovering Contentment in a World of Consumption by Jeff Mannion, published by Zondervan and read by Heath McClure.
Introduction. In Search of the Satisfied Life. In his classic monologue, comedian George Carlin riffed on the mountain of stuff we compile. His assertion is that a house is just a pile of stuff with a cover on it. So when you get right down to it, your house is nothing more than a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Because that's what this country is all about, trying to get more stuff. Stuff you don't want. Stuff you don't need. Stuff that's poorly made. Stuff that's overpriced. Even stuff you can't afford. Gotta keep on getting more stuff. So you keep getting more and more stuff and putting it in different places. In the closets. In the attic, in the basement, in the garage. So now you got a house full of stuff. And even though you might like your house, you gotta move. Gotta get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. Brain Droppings, pages 37 and 38. Carlin's social commentary, cloaked in comedic humor, hits close to home. The piece connects with audiences so well because we detect the reality that lies behind the laughter. We are addicted to amassing stuff. Awakening. If we are fortunate, we awaken to our surplus. While on a brief trip to a children's hospital in the Dominican Republic, a woman visits a family whose child will soon undergo surgery. Their cinder block house is windowless. Six people reside in the space roughly the size of a one-stall garage. An ensemble of plastic molded chairs comprises the furniture. Then there is the flight home and re-entrance to her own world and house. The house she felt was...